Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you very
You've
much.
Lost a lot of weight, Howard Feldman.
It's a haircut.
I am so proud of you. Oh, it's the haircut.
Yes, yes.
Did you make sure that you did a quick shave before you got on the scale?
Right, exactly. Believe me, when you're on a diet, any of these things count, So, working on it. It's a work in progress, but we're getting there.
Okay, it's a good work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice to see results. Yeah, very nice
and,
to see results.
And it's awesome to see you in studio. Also, talking about the state of the station. I love that.
State of the station. I think it is something that we need to do every Rosh Hashanah.
It's a great idea.
And every year we take count. So starting this year, we're going to be doing the state of the station because
stunning. I love it.
Our listeners are our stakeholders.
Love it.
Right?
Right. So what is the state of the station?
All right. So firstly, Rosh Hashanah is a time where we take stock. We look at where we were last year. How far have we traveled? What have we brought into our lives? What have we manifested around us? What are the things that we've done to benefit our families, our communities, humanity, and of course ourselves. You know, what work have we done internally on ourselves? I'm going to leave all of that aside.
Okay. Sure. I thought,
stuff
how
you
deep
don't
are
really
we
need
going?
To know. We're not. This is about the station. So, interestingly enough, is what we've seen trends during the pandemic is that our listeners are listening to us longer. It's not a matter of just listening to us when they're in the car.
So interesting. Makes sense, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah, you can have the radio on while you're working at home. You know, you turn it down when you take a call. You turn it back up afterwards and to carry on listening to that interesting talk or that documentary. So there were two strategic imperatives when we went into this lockdown, the station itself went into lockdown on the 12th of March last year, which was a week before the national lockdown.
Right.
Or 10 days. And there were two things that I knew we needed to provide. One was information and two was entertainment. For a lot of people like myself, you live in isolation. Your radio becomes your companion.
Connection to the outside world.
Absolutely. With immediate effect, I became the receptionist because we sent everybody home to work from home. And of course, all the calls coming through to the station had to come somewhere. If you are a CEO of an organization, my advice to you is answer your phones for a week. You will find out why people are calling you. The number one reason that people were calling us was they couldn't find the podcast for this and they couldn't find the guest for that. So we changed the way that people access our podcasts and we changed.
Isn't that incredible? This is a case study.
This is a case study. And we changed how they were labeled. Nobody calls about how to find podcasts anymore. Now we get calls just saying thank you so much. And, I record those calls and I share them with the team. It's it's very, very special for our team to know that the hard work that they put in is actually, it's being appreciated and it really is. 18 months ago, we started, in fact, it's possibly a little bit longer. And I negotiated with our landlords here and we started renovations at the station. We renovated our studio, which is still relatively new, but there were some changes that we wanted to make. We also built a new boardroom. We moved it from downstairs to upstairs. We've also built an auditorium and a podcast studio. So the podcast studio we're going to be hiring out to third parties. It also doubles up as a second live studio. So if there's technical stuff that needs to happen in this main live studio, then you, Howard, would move over to that studio. What's special about the podcast studio, or Studio 2, is that it's linked to our auditorium. So any talks that happen in our auditorium can go out live on air.
That's incredible.
Any meetings, any press conferences, anything like that that happens in the auditorium can go out live on air.
So, for example, if a company wanted to do
a product launch.
A product launch or a results launch, for example, they could use the auditorium and then it automatically could go out.
It would go out live,
Amazing.
Which I think, listen, I think that that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You want to get that information straight away. Those renovations are now complete.
Wonderful.
And every time I've wanted to make a video for the team to show everybody who's been away, because most of the team have not seen this, we've gone into another lockdown.
Yeah.
So this has also been a time where we have lost two key members of staff. The first was Thabo Mlangeni. He left Chai FM. He went into a career in politics. The second was our beloved DJ Flo. DJ Flo was one of the four people who helped set up the 51 Home Studios. He was the studio engineer for Chai Kids. He loved Chai Kids so much, and he was so emotional. You know, when a child, I remember the one day there was a little girl who, a guest hadn't arrived to, you know, for the show, just dropped her like that. And DJ Flo just encouraged her and said, you know, what do you want to do? And she said, with your help, I'll present an hour on my own. And that's what she did. She did book reviews. She did all sorts of things. And afterwards, DJ came to me and there was just tears streaming down. He said, can you believe that she did it? I'm so proud of her.
Amazing.
Like, that was the type of guy that he was. Yeah. Unfortunately, he had a terminal illness and he passed away in February this year. But, you know, when I see the painting, one of the things that we do here at Chai FM is that I insist that the team get involved in our renovations. We have DIY Fridays. And the reason is that...
Even though it's a Jewish radio station.
Even though it's a Jewish radio
station.
Yeah, DIY flat feet and asthma.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I look at those walls, I see DJ Flo. Because
he
put his energy... Yeah. He hasn't really left us. So that was sad. But we actually have had some very, very wonderful people joining the team. We've had Mark Penny, who's taken away... He's got 30 years plus experience in radio. He's taken over as technical operations manager. We've also got Dominic Majola, who, you know, does your news in the mornings.
Yeah.
And also very experienced in radio news. And we've got Lara Jersky, who does the PM drive news, and she also does the Chai Kids news.
That's the one.
Yeah, absolutely. One program that we've had to put on hold is the Chai Kids, because they're just at home. They don't have the supportive environment that they have in studio. There's body language. They're constantly communicating with the controller. A look can tell you, I need to go to a song. You know, you're talking about 9 and 10 year olds.
It's virtually impossible. I can't imagine how to do
it. Well, we tried it.
Did it?
Once.
With not great success. Well, you know what they say is fail fast.
Well, that's it. And you know what? You've got to put measures in place to recover fast.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, what we've been doing is we've been syndicating. Last year, October, I also signed a partnership agreement with the BBC. So we are a BBC partner station. If you go onto our website, you'll see their logo there, which means that we have an enormous amount of content that we can bring to you.
Yeah, and some of the content is incredible. The amount of calls I get, somebody say, you know, I was listening to this. What is it, and where did they? You know, it's just phenomenal.
Exactly.
Really
exactly.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we're working on a few other partnerships as well, very strategic, and we'll see where we go from there. We've got some new shows that took to air this year. One is Dear South Africa. That's on a Wednesday. 12 to 1, and that's with Rob Hutchinson. Excellent show. If you haven't heard it, you know, democracy, it's a participative process. You have to participate in a democracy. It doesn't just happen, and that's what it's about. He's basically the interface between what's happening in the halls of Parliament and the South African public. Also, Alec Hogg, we've got the Business Power Hour every night from 7 until 8, but he's going to be moving end of September. He's going to be moving from 6 until 7. He's going to be moving
brilliant.
An hour earlier.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea.
We've also got a new show. Well, I've got a new show called Community in Conversation.
Which I have
Friday
to tell you is wherever
no,
I go. But I've told you that privately as well. Wherever I go, I hear Kathy Kayla's guests on a Friday. The discussions, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's amazing, right?
Are you loving it?
I really am. I feel very, very privileged
because
to be able to
go
do what I do.
Into depth on a subject of interest.
Yeah.
And you're speaking to the most amazing people.
No, completely. When you hear that the souls of the Holocaust, of all these children are coming back.
Amazing.
And, you know, it's all coming to light, and I feel very privileged. I want to talk a little bit about our helpline. So in March this year, Chai FM took over the running, the actual operations admin and running of the helpline. It's headed up by Robin Selko, who was manager at the helpline previously, mm-hmm. and 22 volunteers who just do the most incredible job. But word of mouth, I tell you, it's like a brush fire. Mm-hmm. They started getting calls from overseas. They were consulting to Israel, to New Zealand, to all different places.
That's unbelievable.
And so we have developed, with a company called DuPont, we mm-hmm. have developed technology that has taken our helpline international.
That's so interesting, because you wouldn't think necessarily that you speak the same emotional language, but clearly we do.
You know what, I think
that's another case study, I
Yeah,
suppose.
I think that Jewish communities around the world, we definitely resonate. And, you know, there's this, we have in South Africa what many other communities don't have. For example, if you need counseling, crisis counseling, even if it's 45 minutes, in the UK, there's an 18-month waiting list for that counseling. Here, we're offering it free, 24/7, 365.
Amazing.
So we've taken it international. On our website, there's a button next to Listen Live that says, you know, helpline. Give it a try. Call them. Help them test the system.
That is incredible. Unbelievable, that. But, you know, that's what it is. We were talking earlier about sort of doing good.
Yeah.
How do you make a difference? How do you leave the year better than it started? This is a huge example of that.
Yeah, I just got to keep moving forward. Mm. And, you know, the energies at this time, you actually mentioned earlier, it's not only for Jews. The energies at this time, the sphera, they're all aligned. This is the time where you plan what you want to manifest in your life. And this is for Jew and non-Jew.
Absolutely.
So this is my blessing for you, because hashtag you don't have to be Jewish, and I get told that a lot, by the way. May you receive God's richest blessings, good health, healing, comfort, new opportunities in a new reality, and oh, so much joy. Shana tova umetuka to all of you. God bless, and thank you for listening.
Amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful message. It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.